Rio de Janeiro has hosted 4 World Cup games so far, 3 of which included South American teams. The city has, at times, been dominated by Argentines, Chileans, and Ecuadorians. But the strongest, constant international presence here in Rio has been the Americans. Samantha Medney is one of thousands of U.S. supporters in Brazil.
Oh man, the U.S. fan support here has been incredible. The fan fest every single game. We're representing more than the other teams that we're playing. There's so much USA pride, cheers every 2 seconds, and when we score... Oh man, it's like the biggest party in the USA.
Outside Brazil, no other country has bought more tickets for the World Cup than the United States. Americans purchased nearly 200,000 tickets for football's greatest event. Here in Copacabana, it shows. Hundreds of fans walk the iconic shoreline, some draped in the American flag, others wearing U.S. jerseys, red, white, and blue bandanas, or face paint. Other fans stop to take pictures with them. Inside the FIFA Fan Fest, one fan explains his patriotic outfit.
It is the most obnoxious thing that we could find.
There are thousands more dressed just like him, some even clad as the superhero Captain America. They have come to watch the United States play Germany, with a spot in the next round of the World Cup tournament on the line. International football may not be the most popular sport in America, but the U.S. team supporters in Rio are just as passionate and vocal as any other fan base here in Brazil. The game ultimately ends in a loss for the Americans, but they are still on to the next round thanks to Portugal's defeat of Ghana, and that is all that matters. The party is on here in Rio, and these loyal fans aren't ready to go home yet. Brian Allen, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
USA! 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 USA!